It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. Have you ever been walking along the beach or the Lake Superior shoreline and found a colorful agate that you took home?
Maybe you picked up a cool rock you saw in a local park.
Or maybe you have a kid like mine who has an overflowing rock collection in their room.
These are the signs of rock hounding. It's a term hobbyists use to describe their love of searching for and collecting rocks from places like parks, beaches, and quarries.
And local rock hounders say Wisconsin's diverse geographical landscapes make it a great place to look for rocks, minerals, fossils, and gems of all kinds. Joining us to talk about rock hounding is Craig LeBlanc of Wapaka, the creator of Ope Rocks, a social media and YouTube account documenting his and his wife's rock hounding trips around Wisconsin. Craig, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And joining us in studio are Dan and Lori Troke from the Badger Lapidary and Geological Society, also known as Badger Rock Club. The club is based in Janesville. Dan and Lori, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's great to be here.
Dan, starting with you, rock hounding runs in your family. How did you go from, you know, this storing your grandfather's rock collections to running the Badger Rock Club?
So I'm glad you asked. That's a huge part of the story here. I grew up with my grandfather in Kenosha. He was part of the Wisconsin Geological Society, Racine Geological Society. The grandfathers on both sides actually were rock hounds. The one got the other one interested in it.
Oh, I love it.
You know, years and years ago in the 50s. And you know, growing up around the rocks, cutting them, I was really not old enough to go rock hunting with my grandpa, but I remember him, you know, coming back with a loaded down yellow station wagon and actually, you know, lots and lots of bags of rocks being shipped by train back to Kenosha from all parts of the United States. So he was really into rock hounding. And, you know, the fluorescent rocks and cutting rocks. And then the other grandfather was more into crystals and really pretty specimens. And and then going to college and meeting Lori, I forgot all about rocks. You know, she was a big distraction, apparently. But, you know, one day she said to me, you know, I was reminiscing, I wonder if there's still rock clubs around anymore. And, you know, I hadn't heard of anything. And she jumped online and found, hey, there's this Badger Rock Club. They're meeting in Monroe. They have a show coming up. So we went to the show together and met the really lovely people of that club. And we were hooked. I mean, we just, I was like, oh, when's the next meeting? Can we go on a field trip together? Yeah.
Lori, what is the club like for you? What are the things you love about it?
The people. The rock hounding is fun. The collecting is fun. The being outside is fun. The people in the rock world are just stellar human beings. It's why what I love about our shop that I have we have in Spring Green. It's what I love about the club, and it's universal. Like, it's not just the people in our club. It's the people I've met in other clubs. It's the vendors we've met from around the world. I mean, we've talked to people from Madagascar and Morocco and Russia and all over the place, and they're all just wonderful.
And the family's building their interests, you know, with their kids. A lot of families are getting involved because they see it as a way for children to learn about the natural sciences. So,
And I bet that they come from all walks of life.
They do, yeah. And it's fun because we have, like, multi-generational. Like, we have grandparents and parents and grandkids that come on field trips and go hunting. And walk of life, income level, religion, none of that matters. It everybody bonds over this fun, this shared hobby, and it doesn't matter where you are outside of the club. When you are in the field and you find something cool, everybody's so happy for you. You know, everybody's very excited for you.
Craig, you're known as Mr. Ope on social media. Can you tell us the origin story of Ope Rocks and how you got started with rock hounding?
Yeah, so actually, I mean, I got started rock hounding when I was very young. We did a lot of camping along the Lake Michigan shoreline. So I've been basically stuffing rocks in my pocket since I was about 6 years old. Fast forward to about 5 years ago, my wife and I, we actually started Ope Rocks for our granddaughter. At the time, our granddaughter was too young to come to the beaches with us and actually do rock hounding with us. So we decided that we were going to film it and we would put it on YouTube so that they could watch grandpa and grandma on TV, quote unquote. And that's ultimately how Op Rock started. And it actually, it just, that first video kind of snowballed, and it just grew from there to something that I really never imagined it would reach that scale.
And can you take us on a tour around the state, Craig? What kind of rocks can you find here in Wisconsin?
We have a pretty diverse geology here in Wisconsin. You know, starting with one of our favorite places to rock hound is the Door County Peninsula. And you're going to find mostly, you know, limestone cobbles around that area. But inside of those limestone cobbles, you're going to find all types of like Silurian period fossils, you know, 400 million year old fossils from when the time that Wisconsin was a shallow saltwater sea. So that's something that I really enjoy. I really enjoy finding the fossils within the limestone. But then again, we had a lot of glacial activity in Wisconsin. So a lot of a lot of things were brought in, you know, through those glacial lobes were brought into Wisconsin. So there's many areas of glacial deposits throughout Wisconsin. So central Wisconsin, around the area where we're in, we have a lot of glacial deposits in our area. So we can find all sorts of rocks from jaspers to granites to, you know, you name it. And then if you go even further west in Wisconsin, you know, you're getting kind of in that area where the, you know, like the like western, northwestern Wisconsin, where, you know, the Mid-Continental Rift happened. And, you know, so there was a lot of volcanic activity in that area many, many years ago. And you can find all sorts of amazing stuff, beautiful jaspers, beautiful banded iron formation, Lake Superior agates. Everyone loves
Lake Superior is my favorite spot.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you can find those as well, you know, along the shores of Lake Michigan. It's just a little bit less common than it would be in northwestern Wisconsin.
And, Dan, you don't need the geology degree to start identifying rocks. How do you build that knowledge as, say, you walk along the shoreline of Lake Superior?
Yeah, you absolutely don't. And you know, like in my grandfather's day, it wasn't the scientists and stuff forming that club. It was you know, American Motors auto workers, you know, that were doing this. What I found to be most helpful to me is going to like the rock shows and actually the stores where you can talk to people. Things are well labeled. You start to see groupings of you know, like minerals and colors and understanding where they came from and how they're formed. I've gotten a very good memory for rock names, even though I'm not known to have a good memory. In our own state here, the Madison Club does a beautiful job with their show. That's coming up in November. It's usually right around hunting season, unfortunately.
You have to choose.
You have to choose.
Yes.
And I was choosing rocks for a while there. So we always make it to the Madison show. Our own show is in March. You know, it's always the end of March and at the Janesville Craig Center. So that's a free show, free parking. And honestly, it's a great way to learn about rocks. We have at our show something that other shows don't have. We have a wandering rock wizard, Marv Hanner, who does an amazing job. He's such a kind person, and he's probably one of the most knowledgeable people I know about rocks and crystals and minerals and really rare ones. But he can bend down, talk to a little kid and say, oh, that is a great rock you found there. And just they feel like they've got a treasure.
Lori, the Badger Rock Club is, you know, it's one of the biggest, oldest in the state. How have you seen the club change and evolve?
There's been a ton of growth over just the last several years. And I think social media has been a driver. People are finding the hobby online and looking for ways to get involved. I think people are looking for ways to build community, to find like-minded people, to reconnect, looking for in-person things to do. And so I think a lot of families are getting involved because of that. The desire for connection is really driving people to look for clubs and activities.
We're talking about rock hounding, the hobby of finding and collecting rocks, minerals, and fossils, and what that community is like here in Wisconsin. Dan and Lori Troke are with us from the Badger Rock Club in Janesville. We also have Craig LeBlanc with us, the creator behind Op Rocks. He's based in Waupaca. A bit of a round robin here. And Craig, we're starting with you. What is your favorite kind of rock to find and collect? What's a gem to you?
So my absolute favorite rock to find is jasper, because there are so many different variations of jasper, from the different colors. And in the area we find a lot of really, really deep red jaspers. So that to me is my favorite. I wear a Lake Superior agate around my neck, but jasper is my first love. It's kind of the way I look at it.
How about you, Dan? What is your favorite rock or mineral to find?
I love his down-earth answer with jaspers. And he's right. They're underappreciated, and they tumble so great. You can do jewelry with them. I'm kind of, because I've always been interested in the fluorescent rocks and of course the science behind why things fluoresce and why do they phosphoresce. And so I've been having a lot of fun with the sodalites. You know, then there a lot of people call them uperlite, which is a trademark name, you know, for the sodalites. And those are the ones that, you know, were dragged down here from glaciers from Canada. So it's one of those oddball things that didn't form in Wisconsin, but you can find anywhere where the glaciers drop to gravels. So all along the Lake Michigan area, I've found these bright fluorescent orange spotted sodalites black lights as far as south as what, Verona?
Janesville.
Yeah, actually. The Janesville Farm and Fleet had three of them.
And Lori, I understand you're a glow hound. You also are on the fluorescent rock bandwagon.
Yeah, the fluorescent rocks are the most fun because it's so unexpected. It's a secret hidden in the rocks until you shine the UV flashlight on them. You know, and there is a place we have gone up in Canada that you go out at night. It's in the middle of absolutely nowhere. So it's super dark, and the ground lights up seven different colors. It's amazing.
A family that's running it now as a pay to dig and a very affordable in Parham Long Lake Zinc Mine. But it's like walking on another planet, you know, because it is so colorful, and it's like just trying to pick the best combination of colors, you know. And then you look at them the next day with, you know, in the full sun, and they're just boring.
Plain white rocks.
And Lori, I have come across some maps, leading to different locations for rock hunting in Wisconsin. What should we know about these maps for finding rocks?
That a lot of them are very old. Yes. So check and see who owns the land now, if it's private property. Make sure you know where you're going, whose land you're on, if you have permission. And, I mean, if it is private property, go and knock on the door and ask. The worst that can happen is they say no, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, that's with the maps. A lot of them are historic. And those locations might not be available anymore.
Sure.
They might not be any good anymore either. They're overgrown or just gone, played out. And there's no such thing as an abandoned quarry, I've found. I'd love to think that was a thing, but somebody owns it, you know, and they would really prefer that you ask permission. And that's the kind of thing that keeps areas open to us, you know, for collecting.
And Craig, any tools that you have in your backpack that might be good for someone new to rock hounding? Anything we should take with us?
Lots of water. No. Basically, my backpack personally consists of all filming equipment. But one thing that I would suggest to bring along, which is kind of fun, is a rock scoop. And it really allows you to, it's kind of on a telescopic scoop, and it allows you to kind of dig out there into the deeper waters if you're, you know, say along the shores of Lake Michigan to get a little better vantage point. And another thing that I think is fun to bring along is a sifter. It's mixed reviews on the sifter, but a lot of times my wife, she'll sit down and she'll pull out the sifter and she'll go through and she finds a lot of her really cool finds using a sifter. So those would be my two things that I would recommend.
Dan and Lori, any favorite tools?
I will say I tell everybody the best tool you can have is your eyes. You know, it's literally about the person who puts in the time and scrutinizes the area. They're the ones who tend to find the most stuff, unless, of course, you're a kid. And kids are just extremely lucky in our group. We've had we're one fossil quarry in Wisconsin where within 5 minutes of arriving there, a small boy.
He's probably 10.
Probably 10. He's like, is this anything? And pulls out a giant trilobite. And trilobites are rare in Wisconsin. They're, wow. You know, very 400-million-year-old creature, you know, that still looks like it could walk off the rock today. It's an amazing find. And they were going to throw it in the bucket. And one of our Randy.
It was his uncle.
Oh, his uncle says, oh, no, you're going to want to wrap that. You know, that's a really good piece, you know.
I love the story.
So
I
love it. Honestly, kids, they're lower to the ground.
They have better eyes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was Dan and Lori Troke from the Badger Rock Club based in Janesville and Craig LeBlanc, one of the creators behind Ope Rocks on YouTube. We've been talking about the growing hobby of rock hounding and all of the interesting rocks and gems, fossils you can find around Wisconsin.